A Dictionary of Personalities of the Gospels, taken from Guidebook to the Gospels by Brother H.P. Mansfield. Right, people beginning with C. Caesar the Mighty. Originally, Caesar was the name of the Julian family that ruled in Rome. Augustus adopted it as a title for the Roman Emperor, a practice which lasted for 2 centuries. 11 Roman Caesars ruled during New Testament times, but only 4 are named in the scriptures. Augustus gave the world the taxation decree. John the Baptist began his work in the 15th year of Tiberius's reign. The famine predicted by Agabus happened during the reign of Claudius Caesar. Claudius was also the one who ordered all Jews to leave Rome. But it was to Caesar Nero that Paul made his great appeal. The ruler subsequently set fire to Rome and blamed it on the Christians, launching one of the worst periods of persecution that the early Ephesians experienced. Second in the list of people beginning with C is Caiaphas. Caiaphas the Caliph. Caiaphas signifies depression, with the implication of depth or diligent searcher suggested by others. The record of his life shows that he diligently searched for his own ends. He was son-in-law of Annas, to whom he was subservient, and was high priest of the Jews by Roman appointment for 18 years. Caiaphas was a Sadducee, the worst of all the Jewish sects, proud, contemptuous, overbearing, and self-indulgent. As a Sadducee, he denied the resurrection and therefore felt that with the death of Jesus, he had rid himself for good of his influence. As such, he also denied the influence of Providence, imagining that he possessed absolute power to do good or ill. Thus, he was high-minded, callous, insolent, yet under the dominion of Annas. With a high hand and on the ground of expediency alone, he shamelessly forced a resolution on the Sanhedrin that Jesus be put to death. At the subsequent trial of Jesus, he set aside all principles of justice to openly force his execution. His house had become the centre of intrigue to that end. Later, Caiaphas took a leading part in the examination of Peter and John when they were called in question over the miracle of curing the lame man. The miracle was so obvious that even Caiaphas could not deny it. See Acts chapter 4. It is said that about 2 years after the death of Jesus, both Caiaphas and Pilate were deposed by Vitellius, then governor of Syria and later emperor, and that Caiaphas, unable to bear this disgrace and perhaps moved by stings of conscience for the murder of the Lord, killed himself in about AD 35. This callous criminal, who so completely disgraced the honoured office of high priest and disregarded all form of law and justice, and who as a Sadducee denied the basic doctrine of the resurrection, is yet to be raised to judgment, to be called in question for the crimes he committed. The third person, with a name beginning with C, we find in the New Testament is Cephas. In the Gospel, I should say, is Cephas, the stone. Cephas signifies rock or stone and is the Aramaic form of Peter, the surname given to Simon. Chooser, the modest. Chooser is said to signify modest and is described as the steward of Herod Antipas. His wife, Joanna, gave personal service to the Lord Jesus, indicating how even some of the high social standing were attracted to the Lord. Chooser is sometimes identified as the nobleman of Capernaum whose son Jesus healed, and it is suggested that his wife personally ministered to Christ out of gratitude for what he'd done for her son. The word nobleman signifies royal officer and thus can be identified with the steward of Herod. Cleophas the Doubtful. Cleophas means glory, and a great privilege was granted to him, for he was one of the disciples on the way to Emmaus, to whom the risen Christ appeared and expounded the scriptures. Yet we know so little about him that his true identity is in doubt. Some think that he was Peter and that Cleopas is a variation for Cephas. Others identify and give Cleopas the husband of one of the martyrs, one of the Marys. In that case, it's likely that he was the same person as Alpheus. And the final person we're going to consider with a name beginning with C in the Gospels is Hymenaeus, whose full name was Publius Sulpicius Quirinus. He's mentioned in Luke 2 verse 2 as being governor of Syria when the census was conducted that sent Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem, at which time Jesus was born. He was a favourite with Tiberius, and on his death in AD 21 was buried with public honours by the Senate at the request of the emperor. However, historical records indicate that Cyrenius was made governor of Syria in the year AD 6, and it was therefore claimed that Luke had made a mistake in the statement contained in Luke 2 verse 2, or else some corruption had entered the text. The governor of Syria at the birth of Christ was said to have been Sentius Saturnius. Further investigation, however, has indicated that Luke was correct, and that Cyrenius was probably twice governor of Syria, and by very striking and satisfactory arguments, the date of the first appointment is given as from BC 4 to AD 1.